Now, this is the same thought that we just read in 1 Peter. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. It's the same idea that Jesus said when we yoke ourselves to Him. Just know that you can't do it, you can't fix it, and you can't solve it, and give it to Him. Now, once I give it to Him, I can't continue to think about it, ponder it, or entertain it. And every time it crosses my mind, I have to say, no, I roll that on Jesus. I roll that on the Father. He's going to solve that. And it may take you several days. You see, it may take some effort. But keep your Bible open to the Scripture, whichever one of these you like. And when it occurs to you and you're fretting about it again, you know, you turn loose of it, it begins to crawl off the porch like that tantalized rat. And when it gets to the edge of the porch, you find yourself pouncing on it again, picking it up again, put it back down, and read that Scripture and say, no, Lord, You said if I commit my way unto You and trust in You, You'd bring it to pass. And allow the Word to work. The Word works, but I have to work the Word. It doesn't work by osmosis. It doesn't work because I have a copy on the coffee table. It works because I work with the Word. And I may have to, the first day, read that verse all day long. I don't know about you, but I just know me. I don't worry gradually. I've never known myself. If I'm worrying gradually, I don't know it. I usually come to myself, and I am in the deepest ditch you ever dug in your life. I have already spent considerable time thinking about the fear, the dilemma, thinking about what the devil can do. That's all it is. Worry is, let's think about what the devil can do. Let's think about what the devil can do. You know, he's big. He's powerful. That's all worry is. It maximizes the devil and minimizes the hand of God. Every time. But if I get back in the Scripture, let's get the devil back in position. Let's go back to the Old Testament. It says, is this the man? It says, when they looked at the devil, they said, is this the man that worried the nations? Couldn't believe it. Let's get him back to his proper size. You know, if you feed the devil, he grows. Just like when you feed you. You know, if I ate everything I wanted to eat every time I wanted to eat it, I'd be in trouble. Because I'd grow larger. And that's what happens. You begin to entertain that worry. You begin to feed it. Wonder what she said. Wonder what she meant by that. I wonder how many people know. I wonder if they're going to help me. Well, what if they say I can't have any? Well, what if I'm going to die? Well, what if this requires surgery? Well, what if the children? And next thing you know, you're in a deep ditch. I usually come to myself in that deep ditch. I've usually dug it so deep. See, it's dug in the mind by entertaining, what can the devil do to ruin your life? I usually can't see out over the top of the ditch. Dug a couple of them till I couldn't even see the landscape on either side of my ditch. Someone told me the difference in a rut and a trench. A rut is an established pattern that's probably not for your benefit, but a trench is a rut that can you no longer see out over the top. And I think there's real truth in that. Well, it says, don't worry. What does it say? Don't worry about what? Anything. Don't worry about anything. Don't worry about anything. Now, it is amazing to me, I've practiced this in recent days, how quickly God can and will solve some things. It's just absolutely phenomenal. How quickly, once you cast it on Him, once you roll it on Him, now, you have to really get rid of it. You have to really get rid of it. Now, once I've rolled it over on Him, I'm ready to pray. I'm ready to supplicate. I'm ready to make a request. And it says, don't worry but pray. That's an either or verse. It's not a worry and pray verse. If you're going to worry, don't pray. If you're going to pray, you can't worry. Now, if I was praying like most theological experts, to a God who may or may not help me, who may say yes and may say no, I'd just better stick with worrying. That's the truth. I mean, who wants to turn loose of a good worry, cast it on a God who may not be interested in your need, in your case? No, just keep it. Just worry about it. Keep your eye on the devil. No, God said, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and door shall be opened unto you, everyone that asks receives. I like that, everyone that asks receives. That's everyone that's not worried that asks receives. So Scripture explains Scripture, and a scared prayer won't work. And if I'm worried and I'm scared and I'm fretful, I better stop right there on that note and get rid of that. And the only way to get rid of it is to go back to the promises of God.